96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. 2016 is coming to a close, and as always, we have our year-end conversation with Howard University President Dr. Wayne Frederick. He joins me now in studio to talk about what's happening in the Howard University community as well as other issues. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Dr. Frederick, good to see you again.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
From scholars to new things happening at the university, we have quite a bit to talk about. And I want to start with some of these, and there's only one way to put it, some really big brain people here, some students who are really outside the scope of intellect. They're just amazing. We've got a Rhodes Scholar. Let's talk first about that. What is a Rhodes Scholar for those who are only peripherally familiar with it? And who is this young man?
Sure. So Oxford University in England awards a scholarship for students to attend Oxford through the Rhodes Scholarship program. And it's a very competitive program. Only 32 students are selected nationwide. They receive a large number of applicants. And it's one of the prestigious awards that you can really get in academia. If you look at the history of the people who have won Rhodes Scholars in the past, you know, you've got people like Bill Clinton on that list, people who've gone on to become presidents of various nations, et cetera. So it is a very, very highly sought after and prestigious scholarship. This is the fourth for Howard. There have only been eight from HBCUs, with Morehouse having four. We have, and Howard having four. Morehouse won one last year.
We got to get one more. We got to beat Morehouse, right?
That's right. And this young man in particular is extremely unusual in terms of his academic achievements. He has really done an excellent job in terms of focusing on what he wants to do. He's a double major, biology and community health major, who wants to become a physician and really look at serving underserved communities. So I think he is the epitome and at the same time an exemplar of what Howard University is about and what Howard University students are about.
Have you met him?
Yeah, I've met him.
What's he like?
I'll tell you, the first thing I'll tell you about him, I had some interaction with our financial aid director about him many years ago when he was applying to Howard. There's a presidential scholarship. I was a provost at the time, and I was interested in how can we get more students here. And we had an interaction where I was discussing, you know, let's look at all of the students who scored between 1,400 and 1,600 on the SAT. All had a perfect score to see if we can try to recruit them, especially if they, on their applications, indicated that they were African American. He happened to be one of them. He had a perfect score on his SAT, and I'm sure had many, many options. And so we really tried to push to get him here. His brother, I believe, was attending Howard already, but he had a lot of options, so we were glad for him to come. I met him to congratulate him about the award as well, briefly. Again, you know, very unassuming young man, obviously very focused, high intellect. He writes for the Hilltop. I've read some of his opinion articles, etc. I think very, very thoughtful, well-rounded, you know, young man is how I would describe him.
There are some others also. There's a young lady, Greer Roberts. She was named a Schwarzman Scholar, similar to Rhodes Scholarship. Explain what that is and who this young lady is as well.
Yeah, so the Schwarzman Scholarship is a newer scholarship. It was started by the co-founder of Blackstone, which is probably, I think, has the largest amount of assets under investment of any company, I think, in the world. And so he has done very well and has committed to trying to get a diverse group of students together in an atmosphere almost similar to Rhodes again, where they can have quite a variety of experiences as they navigate, you know, what's next. And it has an international focus. They go to China. And this young lady, Gray Roberts, is part of that program as well. And I have to tell you, she is, again, I haven't met this young lady just yet because of when this came out. But she's another young lady, again, who's very focused. She speaks Mandarin fluently, is what they explained to me. And, you know, has a clear sense of what she wants to do. And, again, I think just like in the case of Cameron Clark, you know, these are the types of young people that we continue to attract at Howard. They are bringing the raw talent. They have the academic intellect. And what we have to continue to do is to keep making sure we expose them to the opportunities and that we create an environment where they can fulfill their potential.
It's interesting as it relates to Greer Roberts. You've been talking about this international piece here at the university since becoming president. I'm sure it's been something that's been on your mind before that. But specifically since becoming president here, you know, you've come in here, you've spoken about the need for that international education, the international exposure, and to begin to build intellectual influencers coming out of this university, specifically as it relates to China. Did you have the forethought, considering who we're going to have for president and what's been happening this week?
You know,
you may need to call have Greer on the main line.
It's interesting that you say that because, again, I think you have to be very purposeful in terms of setting your goals and making sure that you have a plan to go after them. So When I came in as provost, I thought an Office of Undergraduate Studies that I discussed with the then president and how we can embed a focus on some of these prestigious scholarships in there. So we do have a program that's directed at these particular scholarships and applications. So we put the students through the info sessions. We do cultivate them around applying. We are following their grades and so on. And then we also put them through mock interviews to get them ready, those types of things. And I think you have to be purposeful, number one. And then number two, it has to be linked to the strategic vision for the university. And if we are going to continue to put out thought leaders, or as you just described, influencers, it is now a global economy. Yes, we do need people in, you know, the various counties and in the local districts. But we also need people on the world stage and the world platform as well. And also, I think Howard has always been doing that. We have brought people from other countries and then we've sent them back and they've become leaders. But I also think it's important that we take African-Americans who were born here, grew up here, and we also litter them across the world. I think that they have they bring with them special talents and a special perspective that I think can inform the world. I had a great conversation with Ta-Nehisi Coates about his time living in France as an example, and he was talking to me about where they are with respect to civil rights versus where America has come from, and how, you know, people of color in Europe, how much they look to African Americans for guidance as to how to navigate the things that they're going through now, because some of those experiences are experiences that came to the forefront in America decades ago. And so I think it is important for us to really litter the entire world, especially in this new global economy that makes the world so small, with these types of young people who have this breadth of talent and this breadth of perspective that I think can really change the entire world.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're sitting down with Howard University President Dr. Wayne Frederick talking about 2016. And, of course, we're going to also talk about what's ahead in 2017. One more young person that we do need to talk about, and that is Howard University alumnus DeAndre Smith. He's a Rangel Fellow. Mm-hmm. What is that exactly?
Right. So the Rangel Fellowship was created to really try to bring more, I would say, more students who ultimately graduate into The Foreign Service, Interdepartment of State, Charlie Rangel, the congressman from New York, is who this is named after. And it's important. It's a two-year experience. They get to, they're posted at a site overseas, and they really, you know, expose them to the Foreign Service. And I think it's important. I mean, on our campus, we have the Ralph Bunche Center. You think of what he did in terms of trailblazing and being his activity in the Foreign Service, and then what subsequently came after that. I think it is extremely important that we continue to provide this. You look at Ambassador Dawson, who was one of the directors of the Bunche Center, and what he did. And I think building on that legacy, this fellowship really does provide that type of opportunity. Again, extremely competitive. And we're extremely proud of Mr. Smith, again, for securing this as well.
One of the things I think that a lot of people don't often, you know, consider, I had spent a brief amount of time in the Foreign Service myself after leaving here in the late 80s. And for those people who want to serve their country without going into the military, you could successfully argue that being a Foreign Service officer or a member of a Foreign Service support operation is another way to support your country, to serve and still, you know, get an opportunity to see the world and to really understand, you know, the inner workings, because a lot of people only understand when you hear about Department of State, a lot of people only think about what happened with Hillary Clinton. And so, you know, this, I think that this particular fellowship, it will be eye-opening, and certainly it would be great to have him come back after that time, you know, to kind of see.
No, I think you're right. And I think when you look at what's happening throughout the world, having more more people in the Foreign Service who are African-American is also extremely important. The diversity that exists all around the globe, you need a diverse Foreign Service activity out of the State Department in order to be successful. Mm-hmm. And again, I think that's why it's important to try to get, you know, create opportunities that would get these young people in as early as possible.
Before I take a break, I want to briefly ask you, and we can also talk more about this on the other side, what is your vision as we move into 2017 for the university, whether it be, you know, faculty, staff, students, the university community as a whole?
Well, you know, the first thing, as I told folks coming in, given the fiscal issues we had, was to really try to get our arms around that. And I'm happy to report that the hospital has turned a significant profit in excess of $20 million. So our overall performance last year was very significant with real estate proceeds, et cetera. We had almost a $30 million in terms of cash profit. So I think we've gotten our arms around it. Danger is always right around the corner. We have a president-elect. It's unpredictable, doesn't have a track record that we can look to say this is what he would or wouldn't do. So, you know, that uncertainty does exist because of the federal appropriation. Having said that, the next step was to make sure that we're investing in academics so that we can have the academic excellence. I did not anticipate that that office would be able to produce a Rhodes Scholar this early in terms of being able to support one and get somebody to apply and successfully win it. So, again, I think that's the tip of the iceberg. There's a lot of iceberg underneath the surface where the academic fortitude and excellence that I've been looking for has been shining through.
Hold that point, because I want you to continue that point. I must say, you know, having a, you know, a scholar that quickly, it's a good problem to have, something to work through. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're sitting down with Howard University President Dr. Wayne Frederick. We're going to be taking your calls in just a bit. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Stay with us. We'll be back in about 15 seconds.